So as of right now, Bowling Green with 3 points on the weekend. Bemidji State with two. Beavers will try to win this one and even up the series with both teams winning in overtime. The regulation intermission ends. Falcons will start Norris, Grant, and Sternberg. BSU will start Judding, Irie, Martin, and Perak. The switch ends. Beavers attacking here to my right. Judding wins the draw to Kirkland Irie. It's played back now to Perak. Perak feeds Martin. Martin crosses the red line, cuts across, and now carries it into the offensive zone. Drops it to Kirkland Irie on the right point. Irie walks in top of the right side circle, feeds it up to the top to Perak. The left side circle now for Martin. Perak to Irie, top of the circle. Beavers not moving much. Martin back for Irie, comes walking in, a shot, that one's blocked. Blocked by Dalton Norris. Comes to the near side corner. Penalties upcoming as two players go down in a pile. The penalty is, I believe, going to be called on Bowling Green's Dalton Norris. It is. Dalton Norris will get called for a hold.
Bowling Green, minor penalty, 14, holding.
So now it should be 5-on-3 for 47 seconds. It is. And you can't go lower than three. But BSU with a 5-on-3 man advantage. And Bowling Green wins the draw. That will hurt. Then Wozni pushes it all the way up the ice. Puck pops free. Matthias Scholl fights it to the end wall, and Matthias dives down towards the crease and makes a save. The puck hit something in the corner and popped right out in front. Matthias scampers back. Oh, my, that would have been disastrous. Back the other way, Judding. Pop free out in front. Casper, a one-timer, misses the net. Back up to the top for Eric Martin. Issa Perek, top of the right circle, feeds Martin on the left. To the left side circle, backdoor, Casper Magnuson, he hit the post. And it comes out to center ice. Perek will carry it into the offensive zone, drops it back for Casper. A drive from the left circle, save is made by Christian Stover. Back up to the top, Perek. Beavers, 5-on-4, power play now. From 58 seconds, Casper Magnuson fights it to the right side corner. So Bowling Green killed off the first penalty. They still have 50 seconds on the second one. 3:08 left here in overtime. Puck just tied up along the far side of the near side wall. Pulled free. Vaisanen to the point for Perek. Perek, bottom of the circle. A shot by Flamang. Hits traffic. Bowling Green to the line. Not out. It was held there by Erie Vaisanen. Back down the wall it comes Perek. Down between the circles. A one-timer on a backhand by Funk. Goes wide of the target. Riley Funk tracks it back down in the left side wall. Back up top, Issa Perek pushes it to the bottom of the left side circle. A drive by Flamang. Save is made by Stover. Back up top, Irie. Flamang a drive. Stover on his backside makes another save. Puck is loose. Trickles wide of the left side post. Flamang tries to stuff it in from behind the net. It's free. It's knocked down again. Funk gets it back. Vaisanen in a shot. That one deflects. Second penalty ends. 2:15 left in overtime. It's free. Stover, the save, sits between the circles. Everyone just sitting between the circles, and Bowling Green will clear it all the way up the ice. And Matthias came out of the crease, so they wave off icing. Icing is waved off. Matthias came out of the blue paint. A minute 56 left here in overtime. We're still 5-on-5 because of the penalties. Wolf pushes it ahead. Jopie into the offensive zone to the left side circle, looks for Noah Quinn, and a redirect, and it's sent free. Chopped up the far side wall. This time it will be an icing call with a minute 36 left in overtime. Christian Stover What a series of saves he just made. Gets a pat on the backside from every one of his teammates that's on the ice. Tom Cerutori says, give me a timeout. We'll go back to 3-on-3 overtime. There's a minute 36 left. This game should have ended. Both teams had chances to win it. Bowling Green down two men. Puck hit a seam in the boards and popped out in front, and Matias had to scamper back towards the crease and just made a diving save on a puck just thrown towards the net. The other way, Christian Stover, in a 5-on-3, made numerous unbelievable game-saving saves. Wow. We've got the Donlinger Chevrolet scoring summary on the two extra attacker goals. Casper Magnuson from Flamang and Parekh at 17-13, and then Vaisanen from Flamang at 19-03. Wow. .136 left in overtime. Austin Jopy came over and asked the officials something. And now one of the refs is in the replay booth. Are they trying to say that one of those pucks had crossed the goal line? Not sure what they're looking at. Perhaps to see if the time is correct. There's only one referee in there. A referee comes out of the replay booth. Doesn't tell us anything. Just skates right over to the Bowling Green bench. .44, a minute 36 left in 3-on-3 overtime, and most of this 3-on-3 overtime has been spent 5-on-something. Heck, for a long spell, it was 5-on-5. The conversation at the Bowling Green bench continues. They're not overly animated, like they're upset about whatever the result was. Bemidji State will get an offensive zone faceoff. Again, we're back to 3-on-3 right now. We started the overtime 4-on-3. Then Bowling Green took another penalty, so then it was 5-on-3. Then we played 5-on-5 until the next whistle, which was now. Faceoff just sits in the near faceoff dot. And Bowling Green will control it. It's Ryan O'Hara. Less than 90 seconds to go here in 3-on-3. O'Hara into the offensive zone. Gets sandwiched off of the play by a pair of BSU players, and Eric Martin comes away with the puck. Bowling Green will change. Pushed ahead to Mitch Wolf. Wolf will carry it into the offensive zone. Circles back now into the neutral zone. Wolf pushes it ahead where it's picked up now by Bowling Green. Sternberg will carry it into the offensive zone. Mitch Wolf falls down. Shot comes in. Matias makes a save. Sternberg made a move at the right half boards, and Mitch Wolf crossed his skates up, fell down, and Matias makes the save. Yikes. 55.7 seconds left in 3-on-3 overtime. We're still tied. This is going to go to a shootout. I don't think this... how this overtime has played out is how it was drawn up when you go to 3-on-3. Start 4-on-3, end at 5-on-3, and then 5-on-5 for a spell. And Bowling Green controls off the faceoff. Scardina circles back to the neutral zone, tries to carry it into the offensive zone. It's tied up and carried free. Ahead to Issa Parekh. Parekh, right side circle with a shot. Went off of Stover. And I think that hit the crossbar because the referee waved it no. And then went up and out of play. 31.9 seconds left. 3-on-3 overtime. Beavers have Vicen and Irie and Wolf. Harry Vicen scored the fourth one to tie us. That was the Beavers' second extra attacker goal tonight. Right circle faceoff, controlled by the Beavers. Wolf gets tangled up there with O'Hara, and O'Hara pushes it ahead for Wozni. Wozni retreats, feeds O'Hara, and here comes Bowling Green. 18 seconds left in the 3-on-3. O'Hara into the offensive zone, cuts into the middle. Puck, poke check free, still loose. Side of the net, kicked into the near side corner by Bemidji State. Kirkland Irie will carry it to center with 5 seconds left. Picked up now by Mitch Wolf to the circle. Kick free by Irie right to the glove of Stover as the horn sounds. That thing wouldn't have counted anyway, as literally Kirkland Irie used his right skate to kick it towards the net because his stick was being held behind him. All of that, and we go to a shootout. If you need to see your cardiologist because of the last 5 minutes, I would understand. I might need to. Take a deep breath. We go to a shootout. Again, both teams guaranteed 1 point. Winner of the shootout gets the extra point. Goalies will switch ends once again. Christian Stover, he may get stars 1, 2, and 3 for some of those saves that he made in the overtime session. It's 5-on-3 for a minute. Wow. The ice shovelers are out there. I don't know why they shovel the middle of the rink. Nobody ever uses the middle of the rink. Generally speaking, you're going to cut wide at least to the faceoff dot, if not further out wide. What a weekend. The intermission done here for the shootout. Yuri Vicenin will come out. The left-handed shot. He'll be the first shooter for Bemidji State. Vicenin hears the whistle, and here we go. Left-handed shot. He'll cut to his right. Comes back between the circles. Lifts it up. Bar and down. Pulled it quickly to his forehand from his backhand of Bemidji State. Leads it 1-0 here in the shootout. Shooter for Bowling Green, Brody Waters. It's a right-handed shot. He'll move to his left. Now cuts back to his right. Top of the right face-off circle. Comes in between the circles. And Matthias Scholl kicks it out of there with his right skate. Still had Erie Vicenin on my brain. Second shooter for the Beavers. Up 1-0 is Eric Martin. Martin, right-handed shot, cuts to his right. Now comes back across to the hash marks. Right underneath the blocker and in. Quick wrist shot. Bemidji State's first two shooters have scored. If Matthias Scholl is able to stop Ryan O'Hara, the game ends and Bemidji State gets 2 points. O'Hara is a left-handed shooter. He starts with speed. keeps the speed between the circles, right to the glove of Matias Scholl, and Bemidji State wins it in the shootout. Bemidji State with two extra attacker goals in the final 3 minutes of regulation. No scoring in the three-on-three overtime. The Beavers win it in the shootout and get a three-point weekend.